Call the meeting to order, 7 o'clock. This time, you stand with the invocation of the pledge. Father, we give thanks for this day and give thanks for the blessings we receive in life. Father, bless for this week and the activities going on this week will be in your will. Father, I ask that you lead, guide, and direct this body here tonight. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With any of the veterans present, would you stand? Any veteran present, please stand. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Present.
Brady.
Here.
Dodgen.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Hendricks.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Houston.
Here.
King.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Tessing.
Here.
Bogle.
Here.
Thank you. We'll now have approval of the journals on tab one. What's your pleasure?
Your Honor, I move for the approval of the journal as presented.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for the journal as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving right along. County officer's report under tab two. Please turn to tab two. And we'll start with the treasurer's office.
County general had $1,929,869.26. County road had $5,654,003.48. County road sales tax had $4,127,062.69. Animal welfare and control had $930,616.53. And criminal justice sales tax had $830,300.28.
Scott has been accompanying his report with some graphs, and they're behind the front page. And please take a moment just for any questions to ask about the graph. The year is two-thirds done, and we've been able to pay our bills for two-thirds of the month anyway. He was telling me the last part of last week that our sales tax looked good and put 540. He was projecting it might not deviate much of that for the rest of the year. Over last year, 540 increase over last year. Anybody have any questions on treasurer's report? Here, somebody. Moving forward. Any other county officials? Aren't you have anything?
I think my journal is in the book. If anyone has any questions on it, it just has the total expenditures and the balances left. It's just a summary. Should fall in behind Scott's.
I see it. Is this for them to take home?
Yes.
Other things that you might need to point out?
Oh, I guess I could point out our office received awards for the finalists of awards from the INA for voter boat centers. making a citizenship award for accepting credit cards for making it easier for people to get the things they need with a credit card. And I don't remember that what the other one was. Let's see. We got three awards. And I don't have a picture, so sorry, I don't remember the other one.
Was it e-filing by the circuit clerk's office? Was that an award like that?
I actually wasn't at the thing, so I just saw mine when I come back.
So we won the Business Service Award we won the County Business Service Award for the entire state of Arkansas. So we got the trophy. We have it over there in the circuit clerk's office. That was a real big deal for us this year. We were super proud for that. That was for our land recording system, our electronic recording of land records. We also have a veterans program that we implemented where veterans can come in and get a photo ID with the Virgin Military Service. And I'm also getting out to the local businesses and letting them know that they can advertise a discount for our veterans on our website. And it's no charge to the local businesses, but it's a way of promoting business and also helping our veterans. So that was a really good program. And we also implemented a fraud alert program. If someone was to sign up on our fraud alert program on our website, you can put your name and email address in there. And if someone was to come in and file something in our land records in your name, then you would get an email alert stating that someone has done that. It's just something to prevent fraud within our county. So all of that was what we received that Business Service Award for. And we also were a finalist for our electronic transcript that we created for the Supreme Court. So that was another big deal. We're going to be moving toward paperless transcripts in the future, and we're kind of cutting edge, leading edge on that as well. So pretty proud of all the comments.
I thought Faulkner County was well represented last Friday. No one. Any other county official report? Seeing none, let's move to the standing committees. Personnel.
Your Honor, we had a meeting and we moved several ordinances up to the Budget Finance Committee.
Okay. Transportation.
No business. Nothing to report on.
I said transportation.
Yeah, I didn't know.
All right. Of course, the public safety.
Your Honor, we met on September the 11th. And we do have a resolution on the docket tonight. Also, I'd like to announce that at the next meeting on October the 9th, we'll be inviting a representative of the ABC board to address the committee and quorum court members about the alcohol situation.
Okay. Finance committee.
Judge, we have six ordinances for the court's consideration tonight.
Thank all the committees that have. All right, next item on my agenda says old business. Come before this court. Hearing none, let's move to new business. And first thing I have is a legislative audit review, a LEM report, I think, preliminary report. And
I have the supplemental findings to hand out, but I believe we're going to have some other findings for another meeting.
Final findings. Okay. When I met with the auditors, they were awful kind and saying how clean an audit Faulkner County had.
Yeah.
And all that. Please take this with you, and I'll try to digest it here tonight. There will be another report following this, but this is the nuts and bolts of it. Okay, please turn to tab 4. Proposed ordinance 18-18 appropriation ordinance. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that the court consider proposed ordinance 18-18.
Should we read it by title on?
Second. We'll get a second. You got it? You got a second, okay. And we recommend we read it by title only. Let's do that. And we'll defer to Mr. Holt, substitute.
Proposed ordinance 18-18, sponsored by Budget and Finance Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 17-13 of December 19, 2017.
Thank you. You have it before you. Any discussion on this ordinance?
Judge, these are all transfers.
Your Honor, I move for the tabling of this ordinance so that the budget process can move forward unencumbered.
Will this ordinance block any budget process moving forward? I'm questioning that. I don't know.
This is our monthly.
I think this is just a transfer.
Okay.
So. Yeah. I'd like for you to withdraw your motion, please.
I withdraw the motion.
Would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hopps.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Tessing.
Yes.
Bogle.
Yes.
Ordinance 18-18. Does pass. We've turned to tab 5. Proposed ordinance 18-19. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that the court consider proposed ordinance 18-19.
Second.
We've been made second for this ordinance to be read by title only and you review for discussion. Please read the title.
Proposed ordinance 18-19, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, be it enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to allow increases in salaries for 27 full-time positions in the county library to become effective January 1st, 2019, attest Margaret Darter, Secretariat, affirm James Baker, Faulkner County Judge.
Floor is open. You've heard it read. Floor is open for discussion.
Judge, I'll comment on this.
Please.
Remember that the library has its own source of funding. These salary changes have been approved by the library board and advanced to the Quorum Court for its consideration. I recommend that we approve it.
Other discussion. Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hawks.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
No.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Tessing.
Yes.
Bogle.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 18-19, library does pass. Please turn to tab 6. Proposed ordinance 18-20, circuit clerk job reclassification. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I recommend that I move that full court consider proposed ordinance 18-20.
Second.
Move that we read it by title only.
Second. I think that's common practice tonight.
Title only.
Would you read the title only?
Proposed ordinance 18-20, sponsored by Budget and Finance Committee, be it enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to reclassify job description based on level of experience and duties and to declare an emergency. Attest Margaret Darter, Secretariat. Affirm James Baker, Faulkner County Judge.
So this ordinance came through the Finance Committee, and y'all have met on it. Floor is open for discussion. John, I'm going to defer to you.
Yes. These are job reclassifications. It's in order because, according to the personnel, our personnel manual, these types of changes have to be submitted to the court in September, and it is September. The reclassifications and job descriptions have been forwarded to the our Human Resource Department. It involves no salary changes, and I recommend that the court approve it.
What is the emergency that's being declared?
We'd like to get them
three different times.
Well, we'd like to get them changed before they start sending out the budget process, so we can get them changed in the budget before they go out to everyone, so we can immediately change them.
There's no emergency in the emergency is for the ordinance to be passed tonight, not three readings, not within the
way of the three readings.
Yes.
Any other discussion on the ordinance? Proposed ordinance 18-20. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hawks.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Tessing.
Yes.
Bogle.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 18-20 does pass. Moving on to tab, turn to tab 7. Proposed ordinance 18-21, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I recommend that the quorum court table proposed ordinance 18-21 for two reasons. One is that the salary increase. Excuse me.
Can you get a second before we discuss?
Second.
All right, got a second. Go ahead now. Excuse me.
For two interrelated reasons. One is that this salary increase will take effect in January 1. The second is that the budget process begins next month, and we need to consider this salary change along with others when we prepare the budget for next year, rather than taking them piecemeal one by one. I recommend that it be tabled.
Okay. Proposed ordinance 18-21 has been moved to be tabled. Floor is open for further discussion. You heard the reasoning of the chairman as recommended. Anybody want a question?
So Justice Pickett, based on your comment earlier, it sounds like the department heads did correct by bringing it to the court's attention in September, which is their time frame. But because of the fact that it goes into effect in January, we can table it and discuss it during the normal budget process. So nobody's out of order here.
Correct.
Other discussion on this ordinance. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll on the order on the table request? Motion.
Okay, to table.
To table. Okay.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hawks.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Tessing?
Yes.
Bogle?
Yes.
On proposed ordinance 18-21 has been voted to table. Turn to tab 8. Proposed ordinance County clerk, election coordinator, salary increase. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move proposed ordinance 18-22 be tabled for the same reasons that we tabled 18-21.
Second.
Motion been made and second to table this ordinance. Anybody want to add discussion? Since it's an ordinance, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hawks.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Tessing.
Yes.
Bogle.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 18-22 has been tabled. Okay. Then turn to tab 9. Proposed ordinance 18-23. Circuit clerk salary increases. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I recommend that the quorum court table proposed ordinance 18-23.
Second.
For the same reasons.
I thought you were done.
All right, motion been made and second to table ordinance 18-23. Floor is open for any discussion on the particular ordinance. As Mr. Higgins said, the people that are elected in those positions had to at least put these forward in September because of something passed. Hearing no other discussion, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Dodgen.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hawks.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Tessing.
Yes.
Bogle.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 18-23 is tabled. Turn to tab 10. We have proposed resolution 18-05. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, the Courts and Public Safety Committee has forwarded Resolution 18-05 to the court for consideration without an endorsement, but for discussion. So I'll make a motion to get it on the floor that we adopt Resolution 18-05.
Planning to hear a second. The motion does not draw consideration. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That went on full slate. Didn't hear a second, so this the resolution 18-05 failed for lack of a second. All right. Moving on, item number 10, special reports of any kind. We'll vote for special reports of any kind.
Your Honor, I have an item that I'd like to bring to the court's attention.
You got the floor. Is it a special report?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was recently contacted by the new leadership in the public defender's office. And as a old history teacher, American government teacher, I used to show a film that was by a fellow by the name of Clarence Earl Gideon. And this is back in 1962 when Florida had a problem with providing effective counsel for people that were charged with serious crimes. The statute read if they were unable to read and write, then the state would provide for them. But that's not always the case. Sometimes there is some type of financial distress. And this case, this particular case, was brought about by a handwritten letter by Clarence Earl Gideon to the Supreme Court of the United States on a yellow legal pad with a pencil. Supreme Court heard the case, demanded a new trial, that Mr. Gideon received competent services at the public defender's office. Well, in a nutshell, this gentleman, who's the new leader of the public defender's office, has brought this to mind, that there has to be an effective arm of public defending in this county. It's already been settled by the Supreme Court, guys. You can look it up. Gideon versus Wainwright. So, what this gentleman is asking for is parity, somewhat closer ability to fund his office, and provide for an investigator. He said that we used to have an investigator for him in his office, but that money was flittered away. It's taken away. What I'm proposing to the court is that we need to think about this, because it has already been trotted by the Supreme Court that we provide competent legal representation for indigents. And this fellow's telling me we're not right now, in his opinion. He said the public defender's office is funded by, attorneys are paid by the state. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they receive a pretty substantial amount of money. But he didn't elaborate on how his office was funded. He just basically said, we're lacking. It needs to be seriously looked at. Because, again, like in the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States in 1962, Clarence Earl Gideon versus Wainwright. I'm not sure Wainwright's correct, but that's, you can look it up, the Gideon case. Supreme Court, they will look at you if you're providing, someone will, a standard of representation that is not entirely one-sided, funded. And right now, this court has officially been notified that we may have a problem. I'd like to ask this gentleman to come before the court and explain his circumstances and rationality, and I hope he will.
Let's go out another way before we jump on the court.
Okay.
Let's have him to get with our counselor.
Okay.
And outline what you're talking about and what he's talking to you about.
Yeah.
Because this is news to me.
Yeah.
I've probably used about 2/3 of a year, maybe 3/4.
You know, I know we do furnish the public defenders, has a budget from the county. It's basically housing budget and stuff like that, space or something. We have been looking for another location for our public defenders that is closer to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
We have really trying to find a place closer to the courthouse that's not on the other side of the railroad tracks. And that's where it's at now, out not far east on 60 on Oak Street, and we're diligently trying to locate a place for our public defender's office, at least on the west side of the railroad tracks, close to the courthouse.
I was wondering if there's any excess room in the new acquisition of the sheriff's department.
Do not know. I tell you the truth. If somebody asked me how many is in the public defender's office, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry. I just don't know. It's paid by the state, so I don't look into a lot of that.
Well, this gentleman's name, he says, I am the new managing attorney in the 20th Judicial District Public Defender's Office. I need to speak to you about a personnel matter. Well, he did.
Okay. I'd like for him and David Holt
to sit down with him before
get the court involved in part of that and let David have some direction bring forth this court. And not opposed to him coming before you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just open it up and everybody just get...
Well, I understand.
I need to go with David to start with. David wants to involve me fine. We'll move and we'll try to give you a report back next month for sure.
All right.
Whether it's whether he comes or whether David has some synopsis. I'm recommending that a way to handle it without a main motion on the floor anyway. That we go through David first.
But that did a special report.
Yes, you got a special report out. You did. Any other special report?
What is the status of the light on Skunk Hollow?
Skunk Hollow Road, the light's been requested.
Been requested.
Requested on 286 and Skunk Hollow. There may be a traffic count. They're doing a study, and the study has... I have my skeptics about the study, but we did request it. It was approved, the light at 124 and Highway 65. Damascus decided they could partner with the state and the county on the light, and so it's moving forward. And Damascus held out for a while, but they've come to
that particular light was caused by the death of two young people.
Yes, and there'll be more. There'll be more about that intersection. If they don't approve the light, I'd like to at least approve lining up Skunk Hollow right straight across from each other across 286 with a caution light, something, you know, just anything better than what it is. It's not even lined up. The south part of Skunk Hollow is over here. The north part coming into 286 is like this, and that's the way it lines up. And, you know, I'd like to have an interstate. The intersection redone, whether they put a light or not. I don't know if the traffic volume is for the light.
The state put up a sign there. I guess it's, for some reason, it's a little blue information sign that realistically does block your ability to see what's coming from the east. That needs to be looked at.
Jerry Boyer, the red light at Spring Hill, and then your territory.
Yes.
Has been approved for a protected left turn. North and south.
Bingo. Thank you, sir.
Been done just last week. And the state, the man that was head of this district came and looked himself and said, you got the permit, go ahead. So let's start. And that's a big safety deal.
And silly question, did they give you a time on it? But it's been approved. Thank you.
The pressing issue is get the one started at 64 and Crest Lawn. That's the pressing right now. We'd like to
understand.
But if the lights are up,
you yes. Need to turn them on.
No. That's what you. What I thought too. Yeah. No.
You mean there's more problems?
There's no electricity to it yet.
Well,
that's just for fun. There's no electricity to it.
They didn't know that.
We don't have the county account that they need to put up the red light. We got five or six red lights we're paying for. And they called me yesterday and said, you don't have a proper account for us to put electricity up. And I said, fine. I'll email you the stuff. And I just checked before I walked over here, but they ain't got it here yet. So.
Well, they knew it for a long time.
They hadn't got the electricity yet. It's just a process.
Well, it's better light bill.
Judge, if I can give you some feedback, they worked on Burkitt Flat Road today and shut a big part of it down. And I can tell you that I got a lot of positive feedback from the community. They sent out text messages, email messages, and phone calls to let people know that it was shut down. And people were very appreciative of that communication. I didn't know it was that extensive. I received all those myself, and I stayed away from Burkitt Flat today. I appreciate the effort they went to notify the community.
Justice Higgins, you live on a different side of the road than I do. I got the complaints side of it.
Oh, did you?
And all that.
I got the folks that called me that said, thank you for the heads up.
I'm so proud you got those. I'm sorry. A thing we've asked the highway department to look at, and it'll become a part of the long-range plan if they do accept it, is to widen Highway 25 from Beaver Fork Lake to Wooster and put in a roundabout at Wooster and all because of the increased traffic load that that secured. They hadn't jumped on it, but they have sure been. And we've got a partner in, which is MetroPlan. It's MetroPlan's major initiative for Central Harper County. After we get there, we're going to, the major thing is the polar pass at Metro. But the next major one is doing the widening person. I see a hand back here somewhere.
It's me.
Yes.
This is a happy report, and I think the Palmer County Animal Shelter, what we're doing right now, we've had over $7,000 worth of donations, and we don't even have a roof. So we're really pleased with that. We're also, we have a booth at the fair, so if you all come out there, we'll try to get you the raffling off tickets. We also are very happy to take any kind of donations. But your Palmer County Animal Shelter people are really working. We've helped hundreds of dogs and cats. We've done spays and neuters. We've done emergency care. We've sent dogs to Connecticut, New Jersey, and Seattle. There's dogs that's everywhere. We've done some of that trap, neuter, release. We probably shouldn't tell you that, but sometimes you just can't keep cats. And That's exactly what I thought it was. And y'all, we're doing really well. And thank you for continuing to try to get us this revenue stream. And I know you are, and we're ready. We're ready for it. But we're working. We're not just sitting around. We're not just coming to meetings and showing up. We're doing things. And we think when we ever actually have that building and that revenue stream, $7,000 is, you know, we're going to be able to do more than that. This is just the people of this county contributing and doing this, and they're really stepping up.
How much are the tickets?
What?
How much are the tickets?
$5, and it's gorgeous quilts. And I, some of my, Lynn Wilson and Anita Stevens, they were big and helping do the quilts and quilting. And then we have a dog house. If you need a dog house, we got a dog house. This thing probably weighs 200 pounds. It's huge. The guy that made it is going to come, pick it up, take it to your house, set it up, and then he's putting a metal roof on it. It's going to be like the Taj Mahal doghouse. It's great. So come by and try to, and support your shelter. That's what I'm wanting you to do. Come by and support your shelter.
For you being here tonight, I'm trying to bring this through. I'm going to buy 30 tickets.
Yay!
And I'm going to charge 40 tickets for you. 30 tickets.
I wouldn't even buy it unless you can buy it.
At least that I don't have no counter anyway, knowing it was a huge crowd, a huge parade, lasted right at an hour from start to finish, you know, and well received. People that put all the effort in putting on the parade and organizing and all won't get a lot of thanks, but the county and the city worked hand in hand to help the fair committee, the parade committee, put on the parade. And in my opinion, it was all successful. I have some passes to the fair for the JPs. They went by and got them for the JPs. I didn't count them until tonight before they come. So if you don't get one, see me after this is over with. But let me pass them out this way. This at least maybe you go. Saturday morning, I've been asked to announce Saturday morning will be the junior livestock auction. If you've never seen a miracle come, a good place you can come see them is the junior livestock auction. County Fair. Last year they raised $110,000 for the kids. They got every good. $110,000. So it's a that's what I say. See me.
I move with motion to adjourn.
So move. Thank you for saying that, Steve.
No, Mr. Parker.
Matt Reed.
Yeah.